Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding clarity in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're running a marathon just trying to get through the day? Like there's a constant hum of stress buzzing beneath your skin? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that thrives on chaos, demands our attention every second, and rarely gives us a moment to breathe. It's no wonder so many people are struggling with stress and anxiety. But here's the thing, friends. We have the power to manage it. We can learn to ride those waves of overwhelm instead of getting tossed around like boys in a storm. And that's exactly what we're diving into today on Clarity First. So strap yourselves in, because these five key takeaways are going to be your secret weapons against stress and anxiety. First up, recognize the triggers. This is like figuring out your personal stress kryptonite. Is it a certain type of person? A specific situation? Maybe it's even just that inbox overflowing with emails. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for avoiding or managing those triggers. You know how some people avoid chocolate because they have a sweet tooth problem? Well, figure out your stress triggers and create some personal boundaries around them. Second, embrace the power of mindfulness. This one sounds a little woo-woo, but trust me on this. Taking a few minutes each day to simply focus on your breath, notice your surroundings, and be present in the moment can do wonders for your mental well-being. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Think of it as taking a mini vacation from all the mental chatter. Third, move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, folks, it's about feeling good. When you move, your body releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. Thus, getting that heart rate up can help clear your head and reduce feelings of tension. You don't need to run a marathon, even a brisk walk around the block can make a difference. Number 4. Prioritize sleep. This is non-negotiable. When you're sleep-deprived, everything feels harder. Your emotions are amplified, your focus suffers, and you're more susceptible to stress. So, make getting enough shut-eye a priority. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Think of it as an investment in your mental well-being. And finally, connect with others. Humans are social creatures, and we need connection to thrive. Talk to friends and family, join a club or a group, or simply strike up a conversation with a stranger. Having strong relationships can provide a sense of belonging, support, and laughter, all essential ingredients for managing stress and anxiety. Okay, let's get real for a second. I know what you're thinking. Dylan, that all sounds great in theory, but how do I actually put it into practice? Picture this. It's Monday morning, your alarm goes off, and you feel that familiar tightness in your chest. Your inbox is overflowing, there's a pile of paperwork on your desk, and you haven't even had your coffee yet. You're officially stressed out. But hold on a second. Remember those five key takeaways we just talked about. Take a deep breath. That's mindfulness right there. Acknowledge the feeling without judgment, then gently redirect your attention to your breath. Focus on each inhale and exhale. Next, grab that coffee and take a few minutes to stretch. You don't have to go all out with yoga poses, just some gentle stretches can help loosen up those tense muscles. Before you dive into that inbox, make a list of your top 3 priorities. This helps avoid feeling overwhelmed and allows you to tackle things one step at a time. Remember, stress management isn't about eliminating stress altogether, it's about learning to navigate it effectively. It's a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but keep practicing these techniques, and you'll gradually build resilience and find more peace amidst the chaos. Now, go out there and conquer your day. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who could use a little clarity in their life. Until next time, remember, stay focused, stay positive, and keep seeking clarity. I'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.